From the School of Communication at Loyola University Chicago, it's Q&A. Here's Jill Geisler.
Hello, it's good to have you back. Today's question is a little bit sensitive. How do I know if my employees trust me? You know, you'd like to think that you could just ask somebody. But if you have done something or are doing things that erode trust, are people really going to feel comfortable telling you? So instead, you may have to look for behaviors. That's a good sign. There are certain things that employees do when they know they're working in an atmosphere of trust and when they trust their leader. So let's go through a dozen of them, and then you can check it against your own team. Number one, your employees feel free to speak up in meetings. They don't wait until you've given your point of view before they dare to venture theirs. Number two, your people will admit mistakes. They're not afraid of being destroyed by you if they admit an error. Now, obviously, serious errors have consequences, but small mistakes don't cause you to explode or become the avenging angel or publicly humiliate people. Number three, your people are willing to share their doubts with you. If they're having self-doubt about their own capabilities or about a project, they'll share that with you without fearing that you will lower your opinion of them. In fact, instead, they know they'll get some good coaching. Number four, they question you. They challenge you. Oh, they don't feel like they're being the rebel force. You treat them as though they're the loyal opposition. And because of that, they actually can save you from making a mistake. Number five, they take initiatives on their job without feeling the need to check in with you every step of the way to make certain you've signed off on it. You've been clear and consistent about their authority and responsibility and when they do need to check in with you for a second opinion or permission. Number six, they would tell you if they had a really good job offer elsewhere, but were conflicted about it, and they wouldn't worry that you would immediately write them off as being disloyal. Instead, you'd have a really good talk about their long-term career goals. And if that other job was really terrific and you couldn't match it, at least in the near term, well, then you would encourage them to spread their wings and fly, much as you would hate to lose them. Number seven, the people who report to you can talk comfortably with your boss without any fear that you're going to freak out and say they've gone over your head. Many of the top bosses in organizations say they have an open door policy, but people don't take advantage of it because they've been held back by their own supervisors, but you're not one of them. Number eight, your people are risk takers. They suggest things that are different from the normal way of doing things, and that doesn't offend you in any way. In fact, you're pretty intrigued by it. Number nine, every now and then, you hear someone talking about doing the right thing, making the right choice, and in the process, they quote something you've said about values. Number 10, when you've told them you're going to do something, they don't keep checking back with you to see where it stands because you have a history of following through on your commitments. Number 11, if your employees are recognized for good work, do they go out of their way to give you some credit because you so rarely take it, because you always shine the spotlight on others? Number 12, and this is one of my favorites, are your employees some of your best recruiters? Do they encourage people to come to work for your team? I feel so strongly about this that whenever I was hiring in my organization, I would sit down with a potential employee, I would talk about our culture, what kind of a place it was to work, but then I'd say, get out of my office and go talk to the team. Managers will tell you anything. The people in there will determine whether or not what I've told you is true. If your employees are your best recruiters and your best ambassadors, you can bet that they're working in an atmosphere of trust and you're doing something right. There are other ways to find out if you're trusted as a leader. Your organization may do a confidential survey among employees, but if you want to find out more directly, you can ask people this question face to face. When it comes to leadership, what kind of things do you think inspire trust, and then just listen. That's Q&A. I'm Jill Geisler. Thank you so much for tuning in.